Josh and Liam Show. Hello, I'm Josh.
And this is Liam.
And this is the Josh and Liam Show. And this show's all about the latest news, fail of the week, and some random stuff all mixed into one. And it's aimed to entertain you listeners. Now let's kick off the show today with the fail of the week.
Okay, everybody. Now I have to admit, I'm not exactly the tallest person out there. Being in grade 6 with still the same height of 120 centimetres. But it's not always a bad thing. I was at the shops the other day and this woman thought I was 8 years old and she had a brochure in her hand and then she confronted me and asked me what the animal was on the brochure.
Was she threatening you?
Well, not really, unless she was some, like, promoter of animal peace. But anyway, it was a giraffe. We could all see that. So I simply stated it was a giraffe. She thought I was a genius, looking like I was only 8 years old. So she gave me some lollies, some good, you know, good sour snakes. So I was pretty pleased and I thought to myself, there's no disadvantage in being small because not only can you collect sour worms from old people, you can also be really good at playing in hide and seek. So
that's the moral of today's show. If you're a midget, be proud.
Yep, be very proud.
Anyway, so.
So people, I was thinking that parents always think that children have no interest in government whatsoever.
Yeah, I've come across that scenario a couple of times when parents are off talking about the economy and stuff and I want to join in and they're all like, you wouldn't understand this and, you know, I'm watching the news, the current affairs and just discriminating and oppressing us.
Yeah, it's pretty appalling. So people out there, I think we should all learn a bit more about the government. And if you have anything that you find really interesting, you can comment on our podcast.
Also, call into the show and you can maybe get on the air.
Yep, and we'll be announcing any details as soon as this gets a big hit, okay?
So tell your friends, tell your family, send it around, and once we get enough hits, we'll open up a call line.
Okay. So anyway, about the government.
The government.
The government.
A controversial topic.
Now, we all know that there has been some discrimination against Julia Gillard, Tony Abbott, and all those other crazy politicians.
Crazy in the good way. We're not discriminating ourselves, of course.
But are we politicians? I wasn't really hoping to be a politician when I grow up.
Me neither.
Anyway, so we thought politicians are an interesting subject. We don't exactly know what revolves around in their head. But, surprisingly, we think Julia Gillard has changed.
Yes, surprisingly in the poll results, we do see that Kevin Rudd might take the lead this time, but people are actually feeling for Julia Gillard. Julia Gillard might not be that bad after all.
Now, I was thinking the other day is that there's been lots of votes for Labour and Liberal, and then one of them gets them, and then they always put the other person down. And sometimes if the other wants to bring up a new law or tax, the other one puts them down. But have you ever thought of the small party, the Greens?
And have you thought of what an example it sets to the younger generations, to the children, the other children? Because there's always scandals in politics, there's always put downs. But when children watch the news, all they see are people putting each other down. How does that affect our generation? What do you think?
And onto the Greens. I think that they're a very interesting party because they definitely haven't been in power yet.
Well, Liam, did you know that they're working with the Labour?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Anyway, I find that if global warming is becoming such a big threat, we really have to do something about it.
And pollution really is an issue. And politics, it's a very hard thing to control this dilemma because politics, they have the power to do things, but they just choose not to.
Because they're a lazy, selfish bums. But anyway.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. There are some good people out there, but some people who also take bribes, and some people who just complete nutters.
Corruption is a big thing, and as you know, there was someone arrested from the Labour Party recently about corruption or using government funds for private use, but it's basically reputation. We're not saying that everyone's bad, we're just saying the reputation that they have really paints an image for them. Anyway, I think we might move off politics for a bit, and let's see what's happening in sport.
Yes, sport, it's an interesting subject, but I'm sorry, Josh, I don't play much sport.
Well, me neither, but we can still report on it.
Okay.
We don't know any scores about sport because this is kind of improv, but let's just say that our favourite sports are quite out of the ordinary, Liam.
Yes, quite out of the ordinary.
You wouldn't see our sports on TV unless you really tried to look for them. We like softball. Softball is a version of baseball. I think you listeners out there would know what softball is, but you don't really see it on the TV that often.
And it is a shame because if you think about it, it's much better sport because we all know that baseball involves lots of bases. And I wouldn't want to play baseball.
Yeah, baseball way too hard. Softball's a little bit easier, except they're the exact same thing.
Yes. It's a bit like, you know, saying stripy zebras when we all know zebras are stripy.
Exactly. I don't know why we're talking about this now. We'll report on the news a little bit better in our next show. Anyway, let's move on. What topic should we choose now, Liam?
Well, I think we should always have a joke because I find that I've noticed, having done my surveys on public transport, that anybody holding a device or just generally looks quite unhappy. So let's start with a joke.
Okay, joke of the week. Liam, do you want to present the joke of the week?
Well, people, I don't have that many jokes. Sometimes I also look a bit glum on the train. But I must say, I always find amusing is the overheard on MX.
MX is a great newspaper that we read on the train and on the bus as we are going to and from our school. And the MX is really funny. If you live in Australia, you probably would have heard of it. And we're going to report on some things that are in the MX for you viewers who aren't in Australia.
Yes. Anyway, there's this section called the Overheard. And it says that you can post anything there that you find is just plain silly or just sounds stupid.
For example, a girl once said, "I'll be the caller outerer for this game."
Yes, so some of them sound quite ridiculous, some of them sound just stupid. But another one that I found was quite interesting is a boy said, "Hey Dad, I just finished detention, can you pick me up?" Now you might find this normal, but the boy sounded pretty damn proud of his detention that he got. So I find it amusing that the boy really liked the detention he had.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. Maybe you stood up to a bully but got in trouble or something. And let's talk about bullies for a second. We all know a couple of days ago was the Stand Up to Bullying Day. And I think that's an important day because there was a statistic on the radio saying that I think half of all school children get bullied once in their life. And we were bullied ourselves.
By an evil person.
Yeah, well, just a quick message to people who are bullied or were bullies in their time.
Please stop it if you're a bully, and if you're a victim of a bully.
Don't suffer in silence. Tell a teacher, tell someone you know.
And spread the awareness
throughout
the world.
Thank you, Liam.
Amen.
Yes, amen. And yes, make sure you tell someone, don't suffer in silence, and you'll get it sorted out. You can go back to living a happy life. Okay, that concludes today's show.
Thank you very much for listening, if you are listening.
My name's Josh.
And I'm Liam.
And this was the Josh and Liam Show. Make sure you tune in, subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you later in the next episode. Goodbye.